presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
April 4, 1116 America, New York, Credit Suisse shareholders feel betrayed by UBS deal. Top executives at the bank's final shareholder meeting apologized for the lender's collapse and forced sale to UBS, while investors spoke of betrayal. Credit Suisse chairman Axel Lehman left with CEO Ulrich Körner during the annual general meeting of Credit Suisse Bank in Zurich on Tuesday.
New York Times Business.
April 4, 1112 America, New York, Aesop, a skincare company, will be acquired by L'Oréal. L'Oréal, the French cosmetics giant, said it would help Aesop, an Australian luxury brand with a cult following, expand in China. A customer testing a product in an Aesop store in Venice, California, in 2013.
BBC News Business.
April 4, 1104 America, New York, cheated, Credit Suisse investors confront bank. The failed Swiss lender faced shareholders for the first time since a forced rescue by rival UBS.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 4, 1033 America, New York, FDIC and small banks. George Selgin has an excellent post on the history of FDIC. I already knew that FDR had opposed the idea of deposit insurance and was pressured into agreeing to the proposal in order to achieve his other banking reform goals. But this was new to me.
Daily FX Market News.
April 4, 1032 America, New York. Ethereum, ETH, USD, breaks higher as Shanghai upgrade nears. Ethereum is looking to move higher on its own and pair some recent losses against peer Bitcoin.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 4, 1016 America, New York. U.S. job openings dropped in February. The number of job openings fell below 10 million for the first time in nearly 2 years, a sign that employers' demand for workers eased.
New York Times Business.
April 4, 1935 America, New York. Jamie Dimon's letter to J.P. Morgan investors warns of banking crisis, repercussions. In his annual letter to shareholders, the chief executive of J.P. Morgan Chase said regulations were partly to blame for the turmoil, although the economy remained in pretty good shape. Jamie Dimon, the chief executive of J.P. Morgan Chase, wrote in his latest letter to shareholders that the current crisis is not over.
Daily FX Market News.
April 4, 931 America, New York, silver price forecast, on a knife edge as key confluence area reached. Silver's recent rally has stalled following improved risk appetite and a key confluence area being reached. What next for silver prices, break higher or potential retracement?
BBC News Business.
April 4, 921 America, New York. Coach firms try Eurotunnel after Dover ferry delays. The cross-channel operator has seen a rise in inquiries but is unlikely to have availability.
Daily FX Market News.
April 4, 825 America, New York, crude oil price forecast, OPEC plus actions lingering, markets mull over consequences. Will crude oil be able to hold onto its recent gains post-OPEC plus? Knock-on effects are being examined while we await key U.S. economic data this week.
BBC News Business.
April 4, 823 America, New York, CBI cancels all public events after new sexual misconduct claims. The business lobby group is facing a number of allegations and is conducting an investigation.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 4, 811 America, New York. Arizona fight over half-cent sales tax threatens semiconductor expansion. A plan to renew a four-decade-old levy that has funded the highway system widens the GOP's fissure with businesses.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 4, 801 America, New York. Richard Branson's space company Virgin Orbit files for bankruptcy. The company says it is working toward finding a buyer.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 4, 8 o'clock America, New York, Henderson review of Deborah Birx's Silent Invasion. The book's subtitle is overly long, and so is the book. We learn over and over her view, which she seemed to have expressed almost daily at White House meetings, that the key to reigning in the pandemic was social distancing, testing, masking, limiting the size of indoor gatherings, and, occasionally, lockdowns.
Marginal Revolution.
April 4, 314 America, New York, a new paper on infrastructure costs. Despite infrastructure's importance to the U.S. economy, evidence on its cost trajectory over time is sparse. We document real spending per new mile over the history of the interstate highway system.
Marginal Revolution. April 4th, 059 America, New York. Does natural selection favor AIs over humans? Model this. Dan Hendrikes argues it probably favors the AIs. Paper here. He is a serious person, well known in the area, homepage here, and he gives a probability of doom above 80%.
Global Economy.
April 4th, 029 America, New York, First FT. UK crime agency drops two of three lines of inquiry against Russian tycoon Mikhail Fridman. Also in today's newsletter, Trump arrives in New York to face charges and FT humans compare chatbots.
Global Economy.
April 4th, 00 America, New York, how Spain has taken on the problem of precarious work. A country famous for temporary jobs is experimenting with new types of contract to boost permanent employment.
Marginal Revolution.
April 3, 2313 America, New York, is U.S. deposit outflow an overrated problem? U.S. bank deposits are a third higher than they were at the start of 2020, which makes worries about a banking system liquidity crisis seem a little overwrought. Though, to be fair, it is changes in liquidity, not absolute liquidity levels, that matter most to markets.